When you go through the worst time in your life, does God stop caring about you during that time? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Have you ever felt so lost and alone that it seemed like God wasn't listening, like he abandoned you? Life can be tough, and sometimes it feels like God is far away, but he's always with us, even in our darkest moments. Remember, he knows exactly what we need, even if that means going through something really hard. Let's talk about that more today with God Never Stops Listening by Kathy Irie. Intense tears blocked my vision. My soul felt like dust. I was unable to stop shaking. My father was in the next room. He was lying in his casket. One look had sent me running. It couldn't be. It just couldn't be. Dad could not be dead. Not my wonderful father. But he was. I was 16 and my father was dead. I felt utterly hopeless, utterly desolate, utterly abandoned by God. I'll never survive this, I told myself. Never. Wondering if anyone had ever survived such deep pain, I thought about my friend, Fred. Fred's mother had died suddenly, less than 2 weeks earlier. Only he understood my pain. I needed him. Instinct told me to pray, even though I thought God had quit listening. Over and over, I asked the Lord to please send Fred. Minutes later, my arms were wrapped around Fred. God was still listening. He had answered my prayer. He still loved me. That was the moment I knew I would survive. Prayer. Countless words have been written and preached on the subject. It's easy to make prayer sound complicated, but in my experience, prayer is pretty simple. It's a conversation with God while remembering that He is Lord and we are His servants. We ask and we accept. Sometimes he provides what we want. He always provides what we need. When God sent Fred to that funeral home, it was what I needed. It wasn't what I really wanted. I wanted my dad back, alive and well. Well, it turns out God's decisions aren't our decisions. I've wrestled with that one a lot. But I can tell you God is always there. He is always listening. He never stops caring, and he will give you what you need. Keep the dialogue going. As 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, never stop praying. So what does this story make you think of? Have you ever been nearly swallowed up by grief and wondered if God was still listening to your prayers? There's never a moment when God isn't listening to us. There's never a moment he doesn't hear us. Jesus promises his presence with us always, and that presence often shows up in the comfort provided by friends who share our grief. Can you think of a time God reminded you of his love and care for you? What was that like? You can read more about friends sharing our grief in Romans 12, verse 15, and 2 Corinthians 1, 3-11. And you and I can read what Jesus says in Matthew 28:20. And be sure of this, I, Jesus, am with you always, even to the end of the age. And dig into your Bible for yourself and read Psalm 139, 1-12, Isaiah 65, verse 24, and Romans 8, 26-37 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and we're not just a podcast. So if you're looking for a good way to spend time with God and his word, you know, learning what he wants us to know about him, then pick up a physical copy of the Unlocked devotional. You can sign up for a free subscription sent to you at unlocked.org and tap subscribe in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. She's going to look at the book of Joshua, what God is doing in that book, and how it points us to Jesus. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.